I think he absolutely deserves an invite. I got no
problem.
You know
the best thing about him? He's a senior. It's true. Arkansas doesn't have to face him next year.
No doubt about that. But how about this? Arkansas is going to be back-to-back missing bowls, and they're going to be back-to-back BCS games. And thank God Lynch is gone. You're right. I'm not sure they're a BCS team without Lynch. Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Michael Felder joining us from Bleach Report. Michael, it's been we've had a bit of a hot 90 minutes in here so far today. We've been debating Jameis Winston, the Heisman Trophy, what's going to happen, what should happen. So let me let you take that on. I'm a little flabbergasted that they have not moved this investigation along a little more quickly, and it came up during our conversation that maybe some of that has to do with the fact that they are looking at the internal part of this as much as they're looking at the actual case itself.
Yeah, I think there's obviously an element there because it looks like Tallahassee PD clearly dropped the ball. And it's not going to get unraveled quickly, I think, especially because they're trying to find a witness. They're trying to find someone to speak. But without that, all they have is he said he didn't, she said he did. And it's going to drag out until they find enough in terms of evidence to either warrant a charge or to warrant dropping it. So I think both sides are hoping for one specific outcome. It's a mess. And the way Tallahassee PD handled it makes it even messier.
Do you have a vote? And if not, who would you vote for?
No vote here. Honestly, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, the Heisman's overhyped. We were just talking about that, too. That's a whole different deal. But it gets attention, especially this time of year with all the things on the line with him. But who do you think has earned it? I mean, if you were going to give a vote, who would you give it to?
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Right now, because, listen, he's an innocent kid. He played the season as an innocent kid. And until a charge has been brought, he's innocent until proven guilty. And I think right now, condemning him on the possibility of maybe being charged, which we'd still have to go to trial to see if he was guilty, I don't know that's fair. So I definitely would say I would give him the vote. I think a lot of Heisman voters, the guys that I've talked to as voters, are operating on that same premise. I think there's a very vocal sort of minority that's automatically holding him out because of the investigation. But I think the bulk of Heisman voters are wait and see. And they're not looking to convict him before he's even been charged.
I know some guys like that. Let's talk about some actual football. The Iron Bowl. Do you put that finish at the very top of finishes in the history of college football? We actually have a top 10 list we're going to get into a little bit later. Where do you put it?
Yeah, it's got to be high up there. I'm going to be honest, man. I needed that finish. That game was about 4 hours long. So it's definitely got to be ranked high up there. Good finish for them. I look at it and I think, you know what, these guys are – there's certainly there was certainly a lot of interesting things that happened in that football game. The finish just sort of puts an exclamation point on things. For me, the biggest issue was Nick Saban, 296 rushing yards, man. That was ugly to watch.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I guess the thing for me is, and I wrote something about it, I understood why they only had 7 players committed to the run. But when you have 7 players committed to run stopping against a team that runs the zone read, that has 2 backs in the backfield, a quarterback, 5 offensive linemen, they have 8 players at the point of contact, 3 of which can carry the ball. You can't beat 8 with 7, no matter how good you are. You've got to bring down an extra body into the box. But Alabama was so worried about their cornerbacks, so worried that they were going to get beat over the top the way they've been getting beat all year. They kept 2 high safeties, and that's why they gave up those yards. They gave up a lot of yards because they didn't have an extra safety in the box. You know what? I think if you're Nick Saban, personally, I make Auburn beat me throwing the football because I don't believe they can do it.
I agree.
Was Drake hurt?
I don't know. Nothing's come out about that because he didn't show up in that game after the first quarter.
He had 4 carries for 33 yards, and then Yeldon gets 27 carries.
Yeah, it was very interesting. That was another one that I would mention. I know a lot of folks are caught up in the fourth down, and they're caught up in the kicker field goal or not. Those, what you just said, the keeping 2 high safeties, those are the things that make me ask questions. Not the 2 plays that obviously, I think if you ran those things over and over again, I think the results will be pretty different.
Michael Felder, BleachReport.com, joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. To the surprise of many people, you might find Gary Pinkel looking through the Arkansas-Auburn game for a little bit of a cue on how to stop the Tigers' offense, because Arkansas actually held them to their lowest offensive output this year. I think Missouri is the better team this Saturday. I think Alabama was probably the better team last Saturday, and they didn't win. Who do you expect to come out on top on Saturday in the SEC championship?
I think Missouri's going to win. I love this Missouri team. I think they're better than Auburn. I think they're a more complete team in terms of being able to run the football and throw the football. I think their defense with two defensive ends. I think one of the big things you talked about, you mentioned looking to Arkansas. Missouri's got two really good defensive ends as well, and I think that's going to play a tremendous role in stopping this attack. Mm-hmm. So I like Ely. I like Sam. I think that's going to go a long way for Missouri. I think they walk out with a win.
That's a great point, and that's something we don't talk about. When we talk about DNs, we always talk about rushing the passer. Setting the edge in the run defense is such a huge part of that, and I think they'll do an excellent job. Their D-line, probably at this point, you can make a case that they're better than Alabama's. Alabama's obviously done an unbelievable job of stopping the run, except for last Saturday. But I think it's going to be great to watch play out. And a lot of people sort of automatically, it became the debate, Michael killed me, is like, well, can Auburn, when they win, can they jump Ohio State instead of, well, gee,
they still
I'm not sure Auburn's going to win this game. That was not the storyline. It kills me.
I agree with you 100%. Look, I'm going to say it. I've said it multiple times, multiple places. I think Michigan State is a better football team than Auburn. I don't think Auburn's that good. I think they caught a team that had no faith in their cornerbacks and couldn't commit to stopping the run, and they beat them.
You think Michigan State is a better team?
Yeah, absolutely. Michigan State doesn't have the same problems Alabama has.
That's true.
They trust their cornerbacks. They can commit 8 and 9 players to stopping the run. I think that gets Auburn beat because I don't trust them throwing the football at all.
Even though their offense is stuck in 1964, do you think they're
the best defense in the country? Though.
Yes. Is their best defense in the country good enough to beat Ohio State?
I think they are. Yeah. This is a team that you watch this team play, I'm actually finishing something up on it. They can commit 8 and 9 players to stopping the run. Braxton Miller, Carlos Hyde. They're probably one of the best rushing attacks in the country. They're very good. I like the way Michigan State plays this, though. Put D'Artez Dennard, put Trey Waynes out on an island by themselves. Let Curtis Drummond be a secondary field player. And then the 8 other guys are committed to stopping the run. Force the arm to beat you. I don't know that Braxton Miller can get that done. I like Devin Smith. I like Corey Brown. I don't think they are better than Trey Waynes and D'Artez Dennard. I think that's going to be a problem. And as for Michigan State's offense, they've gotten a lot better this year. I think they started out slow with Andrew Maxwell, but Connor Cook's a good quarterback. This is a guy that made second team all Big Ten. Like he's no slouch.
Hmm.
They can move the ball. I think a lot of folks remember what we saw at the start of the year, and they were haphazard and they were slow and they looked bad. This isn't the same team from September. This team is really good.
Okay. You're talking me into it.
Do you think they're gonna beat Ohio State?
Absolutely. I think the big thing with Ohio State is you've got to find holes in that their underneath zone coverage. Their players understand the concept, but they don't understand how to break on routes. Get you some yards. Get yards. We saw Indiana do it. We saw Illinois do it. We saw Michigan do it. We saw Wisconsin do it. Iowa do it. Get yards in the intermediate zone. Extend drives. Get into the red zone and score touchdowns. And you can roll with Ohio State. The difference is Michigan State's the only team that has a defense that can stop this rushing attack.
I think the majority of people think the winner of the SEC championship game will move ahead. Of course, Auburn's already ahead of Alabama. And if Ohio State loses, that means they would get into the national championship game. Do you have any confidence in Alabama getting in ahead of Missouri if Missouri wins the championship game? Most people don't seem to, but there are some folks who believe that Alabama will get back in the mix.
No, I don't think so. I think the only way Alabama gets into the mix is is if we have a miracle win by Duke over Florida State, Ohio State goes down, and then I think Alabama would absolutely be in the mix to go to a BCS championship game. And for all the chaos people that think, I want chaos, we could be looking at an Iron Bowl rematch in the BCS championship game. I don't think we're that far away from something like that happening.
Yeah.
Although Duke over Florida State, I think, is the one thing that's slowing that up.
It's like a 25-point line, right?
20 and a half.
It opened at 27. I saw it get up to 29 and maybe 30 by now.
It's 29.5.
Okay. Well, it's not that much different than what the Arkansas-LSU line was last week, and certainly there's a lot more on the line for Florida State to focus in, but just saying it wouldn't be unprecedented if it was an interesting game.
You're Ohio State. You're going to get 5.5 on if you take Michigan State. So
yeah,
there you go.
I would definitely take Michigan State in some points. I definitely agree
five
with that.
5.5 right now.
What would you favor anybody, or I guess a better way to ask this is, who would you give the best shot to knock off Florida State in a championship game?
I think it's got to be – I look at it, I think, man, for me, I like Ohio State. In Missouri. I think those are the two teams that have the best opportunity. I think Ohio State's offense is so dynamic. They've got the ability to continuously get yards, and they can hurt you with the pass. So I think that ability there helps them. I think Missouri, they got a quarterback that knows what he's doing, mm-hmm. and I want to see. I think that would be a game that would be pretty interesting because they understand how to hurt you with the run, how to hurt you with the pass, and they've got big physical wide receivers that the same thing Florida State has. Guys that even when you cover them, they find a way to come uncovered.
They have two quarterbacks that know what they're doing at Missouri.
Yes.
A couple of guys ranked in the top 10 in the SEC in efficiency. Speaking of quarterbacks, one other question before we let you go. Christina came in this morning all bent out of shape about Marcus Mariota coming back next year. There is a risk of injury. There's also a risk of a Heisman. What do you make of his return to Oregon next season?
I think he's got some things to work on. I thought he could have worked on them in the NFL. You know, if he wants to be back at school,
correct,
good for him. Eugene's one of those places where it seems people really have fun. And if you're having fun at school, go have a little fun. So good for him. Obviously playing for
you
free.
You can have fun making $5 million a year in the NFL. Do not kid yourself.
Oh, wait, what did you say?
I said you can have a lot more fun in the NFL making millions of dollars. You can go up there and party in Oregon all you want. But I just think...
Yeah, but it's a job. For me, I look at it and I think that the money's going to be there. I don't think that he's going to... I don't think he's running the risk of... I think playing for free versus playing for money, obviously, there's that trade-off. There's getting hit. I'm not as worried about the risk of an injury. I think for him, honestly, it's a situation where I think he feels like they've got some unfinished business. He'd like to go back to do that. Doesn't always work out that way, as we saw with
Matt
Barkley.
I hope it does, but it doesn't always.
So we'll see what happens.
Maybe he just doesn't want to have to settle on just three or four uniform combinations if he goes to the NFL. At least it's Nike now in the NFL, so he's got that going for him.
That is a plus.
Michael, I appreciate the time very much. Thanks for the insight. We'll visit again soon.
Sounds good. Take it easy, guys.
Take care. Michael Felder, BleachReport.com.
That's a good point. Maybe Nike did say, hey, just stick around a little, and don't worry, we'll hook you up in 2 years.
Yeah.